You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for this episode, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. And joined by Isley.
Yeah, Isley's in the building. Wife is feeling under the weather, so Isley's going to join us for a bit. We'll see if she can play along.
Get better soon, sis.
Right. But, you know, things is going well. You know, things have been an interesting sports weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nice games in the NFL, especially the morning games. The morning games
were entertaining. Yeah, the afternoon games were so boring.
Yeah, we trying to see how quickly we can get through this because them Broncos playing
right
now.
Yeah, you know my squad's about to get on the tube. Beat them Detroit Lions, baby. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, this is elite defense. We need one more game. One more showing of that defense. And everybody going to know we the best defense in the league. Daddy.
There you go. Yep, it's been an interesting college football season.
Yes.
This week, you know, it's 4 weeks in. You know, things are starting to take shape.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-12 looked kind of exciting.
Leonard Fournette. That's all I got to say.
Dude is manhandling things.
He's a man child.
Going himself an award this week, more than likely.
Absolutely.
You know, NBA's picking up. What up, Spirit? Training camp is around the corner.
I want to say what? Season's what? A month away?
Yes, sir. So, you know, we got NBA news is starting to pick up. So, I can't wait for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to be starting to preview the.
It's about to get to super sports time now. Super sports time with basketball and football. I love it.
Yeah, I'm already like, man, we got to start previewing the NBA. Like, ooh, here we go.
MLB's rolling into the postseason.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
A lot of interesting stuff going on in the sports world, man. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into all that and, of course, hand out some awards.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to get at us, do any, you know, any conversations, any feedback, you can do it in a number of ways. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always reach out to us on the show page at the website blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Anything y'all want to know, any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Yes, sir. So we do have some feedback. Most of it is NBA related, so we're going to say that for them. So
for
right
sure.
Now we're jumping into week three.
Let's go.
Hey, man. And to me, this week was basically damn near like wide receiver heavy. Wide receivers was dominating.
Yep.
Let's start off with a dude who you could argue, well, it's a lot. We're going to go through him. But one dude who I was watching today that went nuts, Julio Jones.
Just started off.
Hey, man.
20 targets. 20 targets?
Yeah.
That was just the crazy thing I saw all day was just receivers getting targets.
Yeah, a lot of them were, man.
Almost 20 targets for like a bunch of receivers. I'm like, what is going on?
You know, this game going into Dallas. Dallas, of course, has no Des Bryant.
No Romo.
What they going to do?
Jason Witten's banged up.
All I got to say is Joseph Randle.
Oh, my God, man.
He stepped up to the plate.
He did his job.
Ain't not talking about no underwear. He talking about what's on the field. 14 carries, 87 yards, 3 TDs.
In the first half.
If you start him today, good for you.
You are just like gold.
Mm-hmm. even Darren McFadden got in at 6 for 35 and a touchdown.
I'm just saying.
Offensive line was doing some things.
They was doing their job, but they scored 28 points, so clearly all those points came from their running game.
Yeah,
so,
not enough for them. The 39 points. Yeah, Brandon Whedon, you know, 22 of 26, 32. No touchdowns, one interception. Yeah, all
he
right.
managed the game.
Yeah.
That was his job, and, you know, unfortunately, they didn't really get any big plays off.
Yeah.
I know. But, I mean, Atlanta just, their offense
Atlanta
just dominated.
Was hitting, man.
Man, I'm so kicking myself for dropping Devontae Freeman. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I dropped him. Why? After week one. It's just that panic.
And then what's the name got hurt last week.
Of course he did.
Yep. So he's starting, and, you know, hey, if you grabbed him and started him, good for your ass. 30 carries, 141 yards, 3 touchdowns. What?
Not to mention an additional 5 catches for 52 yards on top of that. So, great all-around day for him. And then just Matt Ryan was just Matt Ryan. 24-36, 285, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah. Matty Ice, they put up almost 40 on them Cowboys. Oof. It wasn't enough. Yeah, as we spoke about, Julio Jones off 20 targets, 12 receptions, 164 yards, 2 touchdowns. They put that dude everywhere on the field. And he caught it everywhere.
He was just beasting. I mean,
breaking dude.
He's unstoppable. He is. I mean, clearly he's an elite receiver in this league.
Yes.
He's in that top 5 category when it comes to receivers. I mean,
yeah, he's trying to be like, yo, I'm knocking on that door. I want number one.
You know, like fantasy land, you never take him out of your lineup. Ever. Ever.
No.
Only if he's hurt. That's the only time you're taking him out.
This dude's just producing, man.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, so, you know, Atlanta continues. They 3-0 now, looking mighty sharp.
I'm liking what I'm seeing from them Falcons, from them Dirty Birds.
Yeah.
Let's go. And then Dallas.
2-1. You know, we already saw they traded for Matt Castle, traded a 5th rounder for 7th rounder and the rights to Matt Castle. I mean, do we start having this discussion? Because they are heading in Dallas, do they? Well,
there's whispers already that they looking to start Matt Castle sooner than later, which is like, damn. Oh, really? So then why are you even keeping Brandon Whedon as your backup quarterback? Like, if you literally have no faith in him, the minute your starting quarterback gets hurt, you're like, we need to trade for somebody else. Like, what? Then why even keep him on the team?
Because you got to have 3 quarterbacks.
Oh, well, okay. If that's the case. But, I mean, look.
Like you said, he did okay. It's just you're going up against the Falcons.
Going up against the Falcons. I mean, look, Brandon Whedon versus Matt Ryan. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's not a contest. We know who going to dominate that one. But, I mean, Atlanta's defense stepped up when necessary.
Yeah.
Made plays when they needed to and sealed that win for the team. So, you know, shout out to Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's been looking good so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're keeping things moving, trying to handle stuff in that division. The other exciting game from today, that's Cincinnati at Baltimore. Back and forth. Get at you.
Man, I mean, give credit to the man, Andy Dalton. He did his thing, almost throwing for 400 yards.
You know, we thought it was like, all right, you know, Baltimore's on 2, they coming in.
They ain't no way
Andy
they going
Dalton,
on 3.
You know, they're not going to lose 3. We know about Andy Dalton. He's played well, but you know.
I have doubts.
Yep.
Always. Mm-hmm. And like you said, 383, 3 touchdown, 1 interception. Chucking it.
And A.J. Green.
Yeah, so. I got him on mine. 10 receptions on 13 targets, 227 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Jeez, the freak.
He was even breaking tackles. He had a nice one. They tried to tackle him. He's spinning off like a damn video game. Get off me. I'm going, taking it in.
And then, I dropped Marvin Jones also earlier.
Damn.
After week one, I had everybody. I mean, 5 catches, 94, and a touchdown. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, I got receivers.
Yeah.
I could afford to let him go.
Tyler Eifert, though. Ugh.
Yeah.
3 targets, 0s around the board. That hurts you.
He had a potential touchdown, but it was ruled incomplete
after
further review. So
Yeah, you could see that. You know, Baltimore was not looking good, but they put up a fight toward the end had the lead.
That running game was non-existent.
I mean, no.
18 carries as a team for 36 yards. That's not getting it done.
Defensive game. I mean, Cincinnati didn't do much better. I mean, Giovanni Bernard, 13-49. Jeremy Hill, 12-21. 86 yards total as a team.
Are we seeing a shift change again?
It's just, I think these teams are both defensive minded squads. I mean, at least Cincinnati ran it 31 times. Baltimore didn't even touch.
I'm talking about with Gio and Jeremy. Is Giovanni Bernard starting to take over now? Because the past two games, Jeremy Hill ain't look good, and they're just like, all right, just get Giovanni Bernard the ball.
I mean, it's at this point where they split and carry. I mean, granted, they got two solid running backs. It was Giovanni Bernard starting, what, 2 years ago? Yep. And then Jeremy Hill took it from him. As a team, they don't care. It's like, we'll play both of y'all. If we get it done,
W,
we don't care.
It don't matter, yep.
For us fantasy players, who you going to pick? Now, granted, I do have Giovanni Bernard.
I ain't got either one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, shout out to Steve Smith. 13 catches, 186 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Wide receivers dominate.
This man don't age.
No.
This is last season in the NFL, and I mean, shoot, he's going out with a bang. Yeah, they got to get him some help though.
Yeah, even his little 50 yarder, that was sick.
Disgusting.
Cuz he should have got tackled right then and there, broke
just
off two guys
dudes off, yep.
And just ran for a TD. You're like, "Damn. Old man
Vintage
still got
Steve
it."
Steve Smith.
Yeah. You know, but Baltimore, ooh.
That defense, man. I've been saying without Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
That defense doesn't look the same. There's no boom. There's no punch to it. You know, similar to when, you know, Cam Chancellor was out of Seattle.
Yeah.
It's just the leader, when the quarterback and leader of your defense, the guy who motivates everybody to, you know, rouse them up and all that, when they're gone, it's a whole different effect. Because you may have leaders, but at the same time, they're not the same kind of leaders. They're not rah-rah guys. You know, they're kind of guys who might be quieter, you know, a la your Elvis Dumerville, like C.J. Mosley. You know, they're quieter guys.
Had a nice little fumble return for a touchdown. They play okay. It's just...
But Terrell Suggs is that dude who's getting you hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Who's talking all the smack. I'm eating you for breakfast. I'm going to hurt you. Bless you, Isley. I'm going to hurt you and your family. Your family's going to feel the pain that I'm giving you right now. Like, he's that dude. He brings it. And it's just, with missing him, they're not the same. And it... Ooh, first time 0-3 under John Harbaugh.
Totally, and they franchise history. And, of course, you know, throwing out the stats that we love.
They ain't making the playoffs.
Yeah, no team that's started the season 0-3 has ever won the Super Bowl.
They ain't making the playoffs.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yep. Panic time.
Hey, man, I know it ain't no panic. You know, all this week, all we kept hearing was, this is a trap game. It's a trap game. Philly's playing like boo-boo. Jess is just being dominant. You know, let's make sure the Jess is focused. That running game woke up.
Yep.
You know, granted, DeMarco Murray there. Ryan Matthews, I saw, was getting added. Smart move. 25 carries, 108 yards on the ground.
2 catches, 20 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, people have said, and I've heard people ask, is Ryan Matthews a better fit for this offense than DeMarco Murray?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair question to ask. It's fair to ask, did Chip Kelly sign Ryan Matthews as a potential guy who could take over the role if things don't work out with DeMarco Murray? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he looked good running the offense today.
Yeah, against this vaunted Jets defense. We thought we saw more. Man, they got trucked on.
Oof, did they ever.
All those 24 points came in the first half.
But, I mean, look, when you ask Ryan Fitzpatrick to throw 58 passes, I mean, you're not winning the game. You're not going to win the game.
Yeah, no Chris Ivory.
Oof, that
game,
hurt.
But you knew it was going to hurt. Bilal Powell tried 10 for 31. As a total, team 16 for 47. Not going to get it done.
Nope.
Versus Philadelphia, ran it 39 times, 123 total. Getting it done. Jordan Matthews, 6 for 49. You know, your boy, Brandon Marshall.
10 catches, 109 and a touchdown, but still had a dummy of a play. But he caught it, and then as he's going down, he's like, oh, well, let me try to lateral it. Like, what are you doing? And then fumbled it, but he got a touchdown after that to make amends for it. And, you know, he did what he could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 14 targets. He did the best he could, but, I mean, no Eric Decker. That put a lot of pressure on Brandon Moore. I mean, he was the target, basically.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, one of those games, you up 2-0, Philly looks wounded.
No DeMarco Murray.
They ain't been in sync. You know, we knew it wasn't going to last long, but, you know, Eagle fans breathing a sigh of relief.
I mean,
it's a quality win.
Maybe, because, I mean, at the same time, Sam Bradford did not look all that great. 14 to 28, 118 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's not going to get it done more often than not. And once again, why is Riley Cooper even starting? He didn't get a target.
Wow.
Not one. I mean, maybe he helped spring that running game. But, I mean, Jesus Christ. To not get – I mean, he is the worst, by far, starting receiver in the NFL.
We keep saying.
It's not even close.
That's why he's starting.
It's not even close.
I mean, even with that running game. We're talking about Darren Sproles, got him a touchdown and a return touchdown going crazy. So, you know, Philly got that first W, feeling a little better.
Yep.
New York Jets humbled. No, man. I mean, you know, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
Like, you down 24-0.
That shellacked them.
Like, y'all didn't come in focused.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, underestimated your team. Mm-hmm. And that's not what happened. You can't do that in the NFL, man.
Exactly.
Oh, strange thing. Another crazy game. The Indian Colts and Texans. Oh, excuse me, not the Colts. Colts and the Titans.
Yep.
I don't know what is going on with, you know.
Andrew Luck and company. It's just. I don't know. They look good at the end, rallying towards the end and pull out the victory. But at the same time, when you look at the game as a whole, they just weren't on sync. Andrew Luck was making dumb decisions. I don't know. I don't know. And I told Chris, I have Marcus Mariota and Andrew Luck. And I told him I may have to contemplate starting Mariota over Luck.
That's bad.
Just because Andrew Luck has not been getting it done. You know, he squeaked me out some points today, but it,
yeah, 18-30, 262 touchdowns, two interceptions.
And got sacked three times. Yeah,
some bad interceptions, too.
Yeah.
It was one where he, you know, kind of forced it. He's going to get sacked, one of them falling back from him.
Yep.
You're like, you don't throw these normally.
That's what I'm saying. He was making dumb decisions that he just doesn't normally do. You know, luckily, Frank Gore carried a lot of the load, 14 carries, 86, and two touchdowns.
Yeah, nice bounce back game. Mm-hmm. He's been a little quiet. You know, T.Y. Hilton, 4 for 94. And Dante Moncrief had the touchdown. Dorsett. Andre Johnson, a target. Not two or three, four, a one target. He seems to be being passed up by Moncrief. I mean.
Maybe he's done.
He might be.
I mean, we thought this was not going to happen. You thought, you know, the way Reggie Wayne was able to play with Andrew Luck, you probably thought the same thing would happen with Andre Johnson, but they're just not on the same page.
No.
They're just not on the same page. And they got some issues. They pulled out the win today, but to me, Tennessee gave that game away more than Indy won.
Tennessee
that game.
Had it and just making mistakes. And
yeah. Marcus Mariota threw a terrible interception at the end of the game to give Indy a chance to win it. But, I mean, overall for Mariota, he looked pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you can't complain with that. 27 of 44, 367, two touchdowns, two interceptions. I mean, fantasy-wise, you'll take it. Yeah, he's been improving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, we know this team as a whole is not all that great.
Yep.
So it's not like he can do everything, but he's been looking the part.
And I was impressed. He didn't run at all.
Nope.
So I was like, okay, standing in the pocket trying to wing it out. And I like that. Good deal for him. You know, Kendall Wright. Got him in both my leagues. 7 catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Let's go.
Delanie Walker, who looked like he wasn't going to play, got 7 for 68. Mm-hmm. You know, they had it. I mean, Colts had to score 21 points in the fourth to get this victory out. If, you know, you're the Colts, you know, you survive, you're not 0-3, you got a division win, you'll take it. You know, like we said, a win is a win.
You take it any way you can get it, but there's some problems
Andrew
there.
Luck is not looking popping right now. Oh, what happened?
Sack on Matt Stafford, baby. Let's go. Let's get this game popping. And a false start penalty. Let's go. Let's go, man. Oh, my gosh. I am so hyped. Let's get it cracking.
Let's see some other quarterbacks who was balling. Oh, Cam Newton was balling today. against some Saints, 27-22 victory, 20-31, 315, two touchdowns.
I love what Cam did. But again, I don't know how much he can keep up, man. He takes a beating. But yeah. He had one little run that was sick where he was back in the pocket and dudes were just flushing around. He was just juking cats left and right and then just broke it for the first down. I mean, he's got the skills, got the talent, got everything. You just, you know, with the offensive line, you know, the fact that he really doesn't have a wide receiver per se to rely on.
Right.
You know, the running game has been struggling a little bit. He's had to shoulder basically all of the load. It's going to be interesting to see how much he can actually take and how much punishment he can take going forward because he's, you know, guys are going to tee off on him, you know, when it does happen. So, you know, we'll see. But he and Greg Olsen, love that connection.
Yeah, Greg Olsen, 11 targets, 8 for 134, two touchdowns. Booyah!
Thank you. I will take that to the bank.
Yeah, I saw the homegirl Kimba Fuzz on it. She's like, I didn't start Greg Olsen today.
Oh, like, why not? Her. Come on.
You must have Jimmy Graham or somebody.
Didn't I tell y'all to ask me? I told y'all to ask me. I would have told you. Start Greg Olsen. Of course, because he's getting all the targets.
For wide receiver. Ted Ginn, 4 for 93.
Deep threat as always. Mm-hmm. That has always been his niche.
You can't complain. For them Saints, you know, no Drew Brees.
Luke McCowan, the other McCowan brother.
31 for 38, 310 with an interception. Yeah.
He managed the game. Yeah. Once again. I mean, Mark Ingram really didn't get much done. Brandon Cooks was okay.
CJ Spiller had one carry, so they still ain't using him. it was targeted twice. Brandon Cooks had a solid game. Ingram was do everything guy.
Yes.
We know clearly no Drew Brees.
No
good
win.
Luck.
Yeah, no win. You ain't winning without Drew Brees. So, you know, good luck to New Orleans. Carolina needed
Carolina
that.
Carolina 3-0.
That Atlanta Carolina game is going to be nuts when it happens, boy. Oh my gosh. So at this point, it's a 2-man race. It's a 2-team race in this division. And made a best man win.
Yep. Speaking of quarterbacks who was balling, shout out to Derek Carr.
Baylor. Shout out to your Raiders, bro. The Nation.
Nation got
two in a row. Yep. Holy smokes.
That quarterback.
I can't believe it.
20 of 32, 314 and two touchdowns. Was just chucking it.
Are you convinced, Baylor? Yeah. Are you convinced? Has he proven enough that he is your franchise quarterback going forward? What more did the man got to do?
They got to believe.
He got the two dubs.
Yeah. All they skilled players was balling today.
Mm-hmm.
Latavius Murray, 26 carries, 139 yards and a touchdown.
I finally started him. Yes! On the good day.
Yep, doing it. Amari Cooper, who I remember some people were like, I don't know, they should take him.
Kevin White. Kevin White who?
Kevin White.
I didn't talk Kevin White who ain't playing. I'm telling y'all, said Amari Cooper, best receiver coming out of college.
He playing. 11 targets, 8 of them for 134 yards.
Come on.
Doing the damn thing.
Come on.
He was moved around the field a lot, making plays.
Now, granted, it was against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
But, you know, nonetheless, a victory is a victory. Raiders are 2-1. Feeling good.
Yeah, man, them Raiders got that victory. And Browns, though, hey, we had our vote was for Johnny Manziel. They decided to put Josh McCown in.
The other McCown.
Yeah, 28 of 49, 341, two touchdown interception, 5 sacks. Run the game, nothing. Isaiah Crowell, 10 for 36. Duke Johnson, 3 yards. Didn't even hit 40 as a team. Who was this? Talking about receivers. Gary Barnage.
Tight end.
I was like, who is it? 6 for 105 of a touchdown on 10 targets. He will be added. He's going to be from like.
He will never do this again.
No.
So just tamper expectations, people. I know you guys are like, oh, snap, let me hit him up on the waiver wire. No.
Yeah.
I mean, coming into the game, he only had 4 catches for 55 yards. I really don't see him duplicating this again.
But it's one of them things. If he got a rapport with
From McCowan?
Yeah.
But, I mean, at this point, it's, you know, if you're going to start losing games, you might as well put Johnny Football in. At least see what the Mac can do.
That's the argument. You know, if they won, okay. You know, McCown looked okay, you know, but just it wasn't enough.
Yep.
Let's see what we got. Hey, let's talk about Thursday night game. That was just mad ugly.
Mm.
You know, Giants pulled it out, got their W over the Redskins. Eli Manning, 23 of 32, 279 and two touchdowns.
No picks.
Yep. Running game.
Nothing.
If you started any of them, you was pissed.
Maybe except Andre Williams because he gave you a touchdown.
Right, he gave you a touchdown, but 14 for 29 yards only. Rashad James, 11 for 32. Shane Vereen, 6 for 23. Oh. Not much. Odell Beckham keeps doing it. 7 for 79 in the touchdown. And Ruben Randall, we was waiting on you. Where was you at?
Years.
Yep, 7 for 116 and a touchdown. You know, as soon as you looking great, oh, Victor Cruz supposed to be back. Well.
You're going to be put back in your place, boy.
Yep.
And then we got Larry Donnell, who people were just like, I need to just drop this fool.
Yeah, I had him. He had looked okay. But it's like, all right, well, now that all the targets is not going your way. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's a touch. He just – and there was some – some of it wasn't all his fault because I seen a couple plays where Eli Manning just missed him.
Yeah.
And it was one I think they were like – I've listened to these on the radio on the way home. It was like, oh, shit, he could have had it for a touchdown. Like,
thanks.
Thanks, Eli Manning. You know, but you got your win.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins. I mean, hey, Jordan Reed.
Yes.
6 for 96 on 9 targets. You'll take it.
I will take it, even though he should have had like 2 touchdowns. Because Kirk's freaking cousins couldn't hit him.
Yeah, they couldn't do nothing. Rushing game. Matt Jones came back down. 11 for 38. Alfred Moore, 6 carries. Yeah, I don't know now.
And then Jay Gruden come out and talk about he's still our lead dog. Then treat him like it is.
Yeah.
Give him the rock. I know you like Matt Jones, and I know, you know, people are like, well, he's so explosive and all this stuff. I'm like, Alfred Morris has been the model of consistency since his rookie season. Play that man. Feed him the rock, please. Seriously.
Yeah, because all of a sudden toward the end of the game, it was Chris Thompson.
Who?
Like, yeah. Listen, he got 5. He had 8.
What, eight catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown
on 11 targets. I was like, wait, he a running back? Okay.
Kirk Cousins checked down all day.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Didn't get nothing happening. And then it looked like the ref. Let me just make sure, because it was like it was blowout city. I mean, let's see, Minnesota whooped on San Diego.
Mm, another one.
Adrian Peterson back.
That's why I'm, for some people who are like, I'm trading him after week one, I'm like, what?
I'll take him.
I will take him gladly off your hands.
20 carries, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns. Give him to me.
Yeah. You want to know what happened in that first game? They gave him like 10 carries. You can't do that to Adrian Peterson.
It's Adrian Peterson's first game after being out for a year.
20 carries, 126, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I mean, it's, you know. And then Teddy Bridge, I mean, he got to do better.
Yeah, 13 to 24, 121 yards and an interception.
They are leaning on AP.
Yeah.
Period. They are. That's just what it is.
Yeah, wide receivers gave him nothing. Charles Johnson, you was sitting on
dropping.
The bench. You was dropping.
Dropping them.
Yep.
I had high hopes for the man, but yeah, they ain't on the same page. Yeah.
Who you ain't dropping? Keenan Allen, 18 total targets, got 12 of them for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns. Wide receivers is just killing for you today.
Man, murdering. Melvin Gordon, we still waiting.
Yep, 14 to 51. Yeah. Danny Woodhead was quiet.
Phillip Rivers just had no time.
No.
And they lost to Orlando Franklin with an ankle injury, I think. So their offensive line just took another hit.
Now,
so.
I see Kellen Clemens got some run. Did Phillip Rivers, did they just pull him at the end?
I think they just pulled him towards the end of the game, yeah.
Like, that was just that. Yeah, hey. Minnesota 2-1. You know, looking solid.
Trying to tell you.
Defense been playing well.
I picked them to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And the rest of these games, it was just.
It was pathetic. Let's just get this over with. The Jags, I'm sorry.
Well, we knew that.
I mean, we didn't know 50-something points worth.
Damn.
Got knocked the fuck out.
51-17? I'm sorry. People was right. the Patriots was coming into this season like, fuck the NFL. We're taking it out on every person we play. I don't want to play them anymore. If I, as a Broncos fan, I'm like, I don't want to fucking play them.
Yeah, Tom Brady, 33 or 42, 358 yards and two touchdowns.
And no picks.
Nope. Makes it down.
But, I mean, the topper, LeGarrette Blount. 18 carries, 78 yards, three touchdowns.
Booyah.
And then Deion Lewis, 8 carries, 37 and a touchdown, and then 5 catches for 30 yards. I got both, and they was both on my bench.
You never know with
with Belichick. That's why I got both of them.
You know, Gronk.
Roll of the dice.
4 for 101. He's like, only 4 catches? That seemed kind of low.
Right. He had an okay game.
He didn't have a touchdown. What happened?
It's like, geez, 4 catches, 101 yards. What do you want from your tight end?
Julian Edelman, 8 for 85.
Julian Edelman is Julian Edelman. Continue. I was so glad I picked him up. He's just a target machine.
Yeah, on 11 targets.
Like, he is like, if you in a PPR league, he's the best receiver of the bunch. Easy.
Yeah, PPR league, he went high as hell. He
went in the first round.
I do not like playing in leagues that are not PPR. I'd be like, we don't get points for catches? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of weak.
Yeah, but Allen Robinson came back down 4 for 68.
You kind of figured he would against this Patriots defense. They've been playing really well lately.
Yep, as the team only rushed 57 yards. Oof. You knew they was going to stop that.
Mm. Blake Bortles. 17-33,
242 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Yeah.
Paul Posluszny had 18 tackles. Damn.
Another ass whooping. Arizona got into them Niners 47-7.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
What have I been saying about Colin Kaepernick? I have been saying for years, the man can't throw from the pocket. Everybody ran and raved. Oh, he's so much improved this year. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Show me.
Right. Game one, clearly a fluke.
That's Colin what I Kaepernick, thank you.
9 of 19.
For how many yards?
67. How many touchdowns? 0.
How many picks?
4 of them things.
And 2 pick sixes.
Yeah, and the first one was a pick six.
Oh my gosh. Pathetic. Pathetic to say the least. Pathetic to say the least. Yeah, these are the Niners you expect to see throughout the season. They're garbage.
Carlos Hyde, 15 for 51.
They came back down to earth.
That ain't enough. The only reason they over 100 is because Kaepernick gave him 46. Receiving, nothing.
Garbage.
Vernon Davis, 2 targets, donuts.
Torrey Smith.
2 targets, donuts.
I mean, Anquan Boldin had 4 targets and 2 catches for 16 yards. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is whack. Who is your backup quarterback? Because it might be time to start looking towards that backup. Because he's garbage. I'm sorry. Let me be the first to say, Kaepernick is weak. He is weak. He is on the status of your Kirk Cousins and your Josh McCown. He's whack. He is just whack. That's just fact. Anybody wants to debate me, please, by all means, give me a debate. But I'm giving you facts right now. The fact of the matter is, this man is terrible. 9 of 19 for 67 yards and 4 picks?
Yeah.
4 picks. That means you weren't even throwing the ball that far. You dinking and dunking and getting picked off. Like, what in the world? He's garbage. Garbage. Colin Kaepernick. Oh, weak sauce. Weak sauce. So, yes, they need to perhaps, if he keeps this up, they have to look towards a backup quarterback. There's no way you can continue to ride this with him playing this way. It can't happen.
No, it can't.
It can't happen.
I mean, I can see them rolling as long as they can, but yeah, it ain't gonna work. Meanwhile, on the opposite end, Carson Palmer continues 20-32, 311, 2 touchdowns and an interception, only sacked once. Man, this game, Chris Johnson. Taking it back.
Man, back to the future.
22 carries, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Woo.
He was that hot waiver wire grab.
And 1 catch for 40 yards. And then this man, Larry Fitzgerald.
Come on.
I'm going to the Hall of Fame. You know, I mean, he is the most he is the most underrated high profile receiver I think I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Nobody talks about Larry Fitzgerald. He just does his job. Yeah,
this dude could arguably, and I'm saying this just arguably, may have the best hands ever.
Ever. He catches everything. Everything.
Yeah, he was before before Megatron.
Oh,
he
yes.
was that dude that was like, oh, he came in here and changed the whole damn game.
9 catches, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. What?
Renaissance.
What? I mean, it's unbelievable what this man is doing. It's really hard to believe at one point they considered trading this man. Like, what? You better.
Yeah. All you got to do is just, if you gave him somebody who could throw.
That's what we always say. That's what people have always said.
Carson Palmer has been good.
Mm-hmm. He's just been hurt.
That freak injury in that playoff oh, my God, I felt it. It was like on the first play or something. And he just never been the same. But however, hey, he is chucking it.
And
making things happen.
Shout out to Bruce Arians. Because he's making it happen as a coach. Like
that defense that, dominating.
He got Chris Johnson to run for over 100 yards. Like, he's a damn good coach.
Yeah, you know, David, and everybody keep talking about when you're going to unleash David Johnson. And you got Ellington, too? Oh.
Never.
Yeah. And it's always going to be this if. It's always going to be Carson Palmer. If Carson Palmer can stay healthy, we'll put that on a T-shirt.
They could challenge. They challenging Seattle for that crown.
Oh, they are. They are
serious. They are a serious threat.
I mean, last year we really didn't know, and then Carson Palmer got hurt, so we couldn't see. But you know, knock on wood, I hope he stays healthy. I know Arizona fans do too, because they serious all facets of the game.
I mean, we saw what they did with backup quarterbacks. I mean, now that you got your starting quarterback in.
Right. Carson Palmer's making play like this. Larry Fitzgerald looking young.
They scary.
And if this running game continues as it's going, man, they handling it.
Hey, breaking news. Matt Stafford got picked. Holla at your boy. Elite defense, baby. Go. Oh, my God. God, let's go.
We were talking about elite defenses before. Seattle Seahawks. Welcome back, Cam Chancellor. I mean.
I guess it didn't make that much of a difference. But again, it was the freaking Bears. So I gotta temper expectations for a second.
First game at home.
You know what I'm saying?
After going 0-2.
So, yeah.
You know, Russell Wilson, 20 of 30, 235 in a touchdown. Marshawn Lynch, fortunately, exited the game. You know, was iffy, didn't, too, even though he was, you know, penciled in the starter, he didn't start, and he didn't finish, so that is very concerning. But against this Bears team who got the donut on the board, 26-0, not a damn. Jimmy Clausen, I'm like, this looking like Kaepernick numbers, 9-17, 63 yards. Oh, but he only had 0 interceptions.
Oh, yeah, there you go. At least he didn't turn the ball over. But
he didn't do shit.
He didn't do anything. I mean, they tried to ride Matt Forte, 20 carries, 74.
Nah.
He can only do so much by himself.
They leading yards person was Zach Miller.
God, former Raider.
Yeah, former Seahawk.
Eddie Royal's garbage.
Yeah. What's the name? It's still sidelined. Alshon Jeffrey. No Alshon Jeffrey. No Kevin White.
I never thought I'd say this. They need Jay Cutler back ASAP.
They do. Jay could at least give you a chance.
Good
Lord,
exactly. At least gives you a fighting chance. I mean, Jimmy Clausen, you floating in quicksand. You about to drown.
Whooped your ass.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Who else did that?
Oh, the Buffalo Bills.
Went into Miami.
You got knocked the fuck out.
What up, Miami?
What
not
up?
A damn thing when it's coming to football. When them Heat playing? Is the season starting for the Heat? Because, damn. 26 of 49, 297, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and sacked twice for Ryan Tannehill. Oh, man.
This is why I said I did not think the signing of Ndamukong Suh was about to just change the landscape of Miami. I'm like, this one defensive tackle is not about to just fix all your problems. And clearly they got some problems. They can't, their offensive line is whack. They can't run the ball to save their life.
Nope.
It's terrible. Oh, Lamar Miller, nothing.
Yeah, best new Rashard Matthews, 6 catches, 113 yards, two touchdowns. That second one was like, he just caught it. Dude running, he just kind of got up, ran into the touchdown. Still was like, oh, we'll take that one.
Yep.
I saw he's not added everywhere. I'm sure he'll be picked up again.
Absolutely.
You know, Jarvis Landry, 8 for 67, not bad. Over for Buffalo side. LeSean McCoy, quiet.
11 for 16. Jeez. Carlos Williams.
But he had a touchdown, receiving touchdown. Mm-hmm. You'll take it. Yeah, Carlos with a K, Williams. 12 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Okay. Now to look him up.
How about Tyrod Taylor?
They said it.
Boy.
20 of 29, 277 yards, 3 touchdowns, no sacks.
No picks.
Getting it done.
I'm just saying.
Looking good.
I'm just saying. If you want to make the playoffs.
Man, for receiving tight end Charles Clay, getting some payback for them time with the Dolphins, mm-hmm. with his former team. 5 for 82 and a touchdown. Mm. Percy Harvin has 7 for 66. All right. Sammy Watkins, 1 for 39. I think he left the game.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He can't stay healthy. So Buffalo now 2-1, doing the damn thing.
And then just some of the other games real quick. Pittsburgh.
Oh, man. That's how that looked. Damn Roethlisberger. That's not what we want to see, man.
When you immediately grab that knee, you're like, no. Season ending. No. Now, they've said he'll be out at minimum 4 weeks.
Yep.
At minimum.
Yeah. And this has got the MRI coming tomorrow.
And they are praying to God it doesn't say ACL on it.
Yep.
They are praying it don't say ACL. Because if that does...
And Super Bowl aspirations flushed down the toilet.
They gone. Because Mike Vick ain't Ben Roethlisberger.
No, Mike Vick is not Ben
Roethlisberger. And he ain't going to. They just going to have to ride that Le'Veon Bell train.
Yeah.
Just ride it.
And he like, damn, he just came back. And started up. And then, oh, damn. Yeah.
I mean, look. Le'Veon Bell, 19 for 62 in a touchdown and has 7 catches for 70 yards.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown still 11 catches, 108 yards. It's just the marvel of consistency.
Yeah, in the game that was 12-6.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we got a sighting of Todd Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
6 carries for 9 yards.
Yeah, nothing.
Nope. As a total, 71 yards total as a team. Jeez.
But, I mean, it's Todd Gurley's first game back. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there were some jitters, some nervousness in there.
This is the Steelers.
I mean, you know, so we'll see. I'm sure at some point, dudes is like, yes, I've been stashing him. Now he can play.
Yep, just hold him, see what happens.
Yep.
Nick Foles, need more out of you. 19 to 28, 197, any interception.
Exactly.
That ain't good. But, yeah, I hope, I hope it ain't bad.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to lean on, Le'Veon, that's fine. I got him. Do the damn thing.
I know, that's how most people
are. Oh, and then most people like, Dan, I've been stashing Martavius Bryant. Great.
Yeah. You might as well drop him.
Yeah, it's feeling that way.
Marcus Wheaton can go as well.
Yeah, that's Marcus Wheaton being dropped.
And the last game, Texans won.
Tampa Bay, 19-9.
Whoopity-doo.
Ryan Mallett, 24-39, 228, touchdown, interception. Alfred Blue, who looked dead in the water last weekend. Hey,
they rolled that man.
31 carries, 139 mm-hmm. yards and a touchdown.
If you didn't drop him, smart move.
Yeah, I'm not so smart as I did.
Well, I mean, they say
hey,
they
somebody in my league dropped Matt Stafford. I was like, I need a backup. Sit that waiver out.
Oh, my God.
You don't want him, that's fine.
I mean, look, freaking Arian Foster's supposed to come back next week or in the week following. Yeah,
you
so.
Got the win. You're off. You know, you're 1-2 now. Well, you got the win, so you feeling a little better. DeAndre Hopkins, 8 for 101 in a touchdown. Receivers making it happen. Mike Evans, you're back, baby. 7 for 101 on 17 targets. Damn.
Yeah, but Jameis didn't look good. 17 of 36, 261. One touchdown, yeah, one pick. Yeah.
Doug Martin, 14 of 46. Kind of quiet.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. So, I mean, these are two teams that are probably going to be not that good this season. So, there you go, folks.
Yeah, and then we're going into now still, what, 0-0?
Still 0-0. It's all good. Ain't tripping. Broncos got the ball on the Detroit 13. It's the beginning of the second quarter. Matt Stafford has been rocked three times by DeMarco but DeMarcus Ware. Let's go. And he got a pick. Let's go.
There you go. Handling business. Only other news really from, excuse me, from the NFL. More injury news. The Redskins game, D'Angelo Hall. Excuse me, D'Angelo Hall. About 3 to 4 weeks with a toe injury. Like, oh, damn it.
Damn it is right. Peyton Manning just threw a fucking interception. Yeah, damn it.
There you go. And then this seems to never want to die. The league seeks the expedited hearing on their Brady appeal.
Of course they do.
Hurry up. We want to know what happens.
So we can suspend them this season.
Like, is this what it's going to be? Who's spinning you? Word. Well, I'm appealing. Okay, I lost my appeal. Well, I'm going to court. Oh, I won. Oh, okay, you won. All right. Well, now we appealing your appeal. Okay.
That's basically how it went. Oh, that's funny.
Because do not let them win. You'd be like, okay, does that mean I'm going to appeal your appeal? That'll be my appeal. Because something's going to happen. Tom Brady ain't gonna win.
Where's the end point?
Yeah.
Where do you get to the point where they're like, you can't appeal anymore? That is not allowed at this point.
Somebody has to lose.
Somebody.
But it's Tom
exactly.
Brady. Oh, that South Park episode. Like, I'm Tom Brady. It looks like everybody lost except for you. Oh, wonder who that reminds you of. I'm going to sleep with my hot wife.
Who looks like a man?
Damn.
Oh, if y'all haven't checked out the new seasons of South Park, please watch them. They clown two people that I kind of despise, Tom Brady. Kind of. He irks me football-wise. And Donald Trump, baby.
Oh,
they do Donald Trump in the second one. Classic.
Caitlyn Jenner is a beautiful person. Did you just call her a person?
PC principal. Oh, my God. That episode is great. I was like, thank you. All this sensitivity in the damn world right now. Everybody's like, hey, we got to be PC. Like, okay.
Man. NFL's going. I know we got the Monday night game, Kansas City at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see in that one, see if KC can bounce back.
I got Green Bay in that one.
Yeah.
They winning.
All right, let's look ahead to schedule week four. Bye weeks is coming into play.
Yes, they are. I know, I think Tennessee is on bye.
New England's on a bye.
Yeah, New England's on bye week.
Okay, my internet is tripping. All right. You pull it up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, so what's it look like for week? What we got week four?
All right, so week four, we got some division games. Quite a few, actually. We got the Ravens and Steelers Thursday night.
Big game.
Ravens got to win that game.
You know, granted, look, Roethlisberger, yeah, so no big should.
Mm-hmm.
But Raven fans are like, please do not go down 0-4.
Yeah, they need to win that game, absolutely. You got the Jets at Dolphins. Yeah. Colts play the Jags. Colts should win that game. Mm-hmm. The way they played against Tennessee, I don't know. You got the Bills and Giants. Bills should win. Eagles play the Redskins.
Mm. Eagles coming off a nice win.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Raiders could win three straight. They play the Bears.
Ooh. Yeah, that sound like a three.
Sound
like three straight.
Could
for
go
that.
3-1. Ooh, I'm just saying. I see you got the Texans and Falcons. Bengals play the Chiefs. That's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah. Bengals on a nice roll now.
Mm-hmm.
No Chiefs. I don't know what's going to happen, but they still they a tough out.
Chargers better beat the Browns.
Yeah.
Because
you know, the way they've been playing, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised.
You don't know.
Johnny!
I do apologize, 49er fans. Y'all play Green Bay next week, so.
You're getting your ass whooping.
Rams play the Cardinals. Sorry, Rams.
Yeah, it's
another. And the Cardinals at home. Yeah, they're kicking
you. Cardinals, butt. You know, that could be one of them trap games. Ooh. You know, watch how they did it. Watch the Jets. Don't be thinking y'all stuff don't stink.
Adrian Peterson's coming to Denver. 2-1. We'll see what we are. If we 2-1 too, if we 3-0 going into the game. Oh no. Cowboys play the Saints on Sunday night. Son of a bitch. So I get hopefully Drew Brees is back to give New Orleans a chance to win that game. But if not, then I don't know. And then Monday night, you got Detroit at Seattle. Ooh. Tough game.
I like that. Yeah, I believe New England's on the bye.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure that out. Man, NFL slowly but surely moving into quarter week already gone.
Yep.
You know, some teams looking right. Some teams looking like they about to be out of it already.
I mean, we're pretty much getting to a point where we kind of know what teams are at this point. Again, I like to you at least like to give it the first couple quarters of the game. I mean, of the season to at least get an idea of how your team stands and how well they'll be and all that good stuff. So, you know, we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. We got a play under review.
Uh-oh.
I think Detroit turned it over. Come on. Look at this elite defense. My goodness.
Yeah, hopefully he feels good when this game is over.
Y'all better hope so.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, hop into some college football, some NBA, some other, you know, a little MLB talk, and then we're going to be getting up out of here with some awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yo.
So let us know your thoughts on this football season so far. You feeling good about your team? Your team's struggling? Y'all just want to chop it up? Whatever you want to do. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. If you got some frustration you want to get out about your team, let us know. If you got some celebrating you want to do, hit us up with that as well. We will definitely get back at you and read it on the show.
Holla. That's what's up. All right, since we're going to get into some NBA, we got some feedback.
For sure.
First off, we got our first voicemail.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here we go. Got to pull it up.
Oh, snap.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Let me find it.
Brothers Lame, what's going on, man? It's Teddy D checking in for the show. Just sitting there listening to the newest show. We talked a little bit about this on Twitter. I agree. You know, your boy from Cleveland is crazy. We've already established that Thompson should take the money and go. But allow me to just contradict myself, man. Harrison Barnes, I kind of get, because the guy, although he's the third option, like you said on the show, he's got a shot to leave Golden State and go somewhere else if, like Jonathan said, if he stays healthy. And it's the whole Jimmy Butler thing, like, you saw it works for him. Now Cassidy looking around the league like, oh, I'm about to get paid. And plus, truth be told, whatever he says doesn't matter. he's already got a ring. So that frees him up to go to a bottom dweller if he wants, because he just wants to go out and be the man. So I don't know, man. Man, I love Auburn getting taken down. Not Auburn, but Alabama getting taken down. That was great. Just because I'm a hater when it comes to them. And that's it, man. Nothing good in Louisville football is going on, so I can't say anything. Matter of fact, our old coach is struggling too. Shout out to Charlie Strong. But as always, man, dope show. Shout out to my Bengals too. How many shout outs can I do in one call? And then, man, had a great time with y'all on Hoopla. And that's what's up, man. I'll get y'all later on. Peace.
Shout out Teddy D.
Teddy D. What's happening, brother?
From the Why Not Podcast. So, yeah, man, we were talking about it because it came up that supposedly, as Jonathan said, sources said, Tristan Thompson is down to take a three-year, $53 million deal with the Cavs.
As Chris Broussard reported.
Yeah.
And then contradicting reports came out, like, no, there's no agreement. There ain't none of that. And it's like, oh,
that's funny. It's like every time Chris Broussard drops something.
I have doubts.
Word? I don't know.
He used to take his word for everything. Now you're like, I don't know. After that whole Dallas Maverick nonsense, people are like, I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like the Cavs don't want to pay him.
Hell no.
You know, because it's a 17 mil. I think the 5 year was like 16. And like, all right, they don't want to pay a backup that much money.
No!
Which I get.
No!
However, like He's not a backup on every team.
He's not a backup on every team. But what has he done? Even you've made the excuse that
last year was his best year.
When he came out into the league, he had, what, 3-4 years where he was basically the only power forward they had.
He was the number two on the team.
And wasn't doing nothing. So now all of a sudden, because LeBron came, he became a role player and rebounded his butt off. Now we owe him damn near $20 million. It doesn't work that way.
No.
No.
He's just trying to be like Kevin Love ain't going to be healthy. That's what he's trying. That's the angle he's trying to play.
Okay. Now, as far as Teddy and that the Harrison Barnes Jimmy Butler comparison, my only rebuttal to that is Jimmy Butler, in a sense, was the clear cut number two, like 1B to Derrick Rose. And, you know, everybody knew he was going to be the number two guy,
He had improved to the point where with Derrick Rose out, he's proven that this dude was going to be something
special. He was going to be a beast. Right. So, you know, and the way things are looking, it's looking like they're starting to try to build around him.
Yeah.
Now going forward. So he's taking over that role as the man. Harrison Barnes is not going to have that luxury. Clearly is the number three or number four, however you want to define it. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to have that luxury. Now, you made a good point in that he does have a ring. So he has that going for him. He has that championship experience.
He's shown flash. I mean, he was hyped like crazy coming out of high school.
I mean people thought he'd be the number one pick in the draft.
If there was no one and done, he'd have been the number one pick. Because there was just that much hype around him. Played all right in Carolina, you know, failed to, well, I think 9th or 10th pick.
9th or 10th.
Failed to Golden State. Mm-hmm. He's shown flashes. Yeah. He's shown that he can be really good. Now, with the way the contract things are going, I get not wanting to take it. Now, it was smart of Golden State to be like, yo, here's an extension. Sign it right now. Because, yes, if I'm them, yeah, sign now. Don't sign next year. Because I even saw a tweet where it was like, just the difference in how the money is. The Kawhi Leonard's contract when he signed this for this year was 95. If it happened and he did it next year, it'd have been worth 128. You're like, ooh, shit.
On that Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, which means Anthony Davis would have probably got 175.
My gosh.
I mean, it's just, you know, money's moving up. So I get why guys are like, you know what, I'll wait. I don't really want to sign.
My thing is then.
He's playing.
Where's the bar? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, basically, if a player wants to make as much he can, the team is still stuck at a certain point.
I ain't mad at these dudes for trying to get all the money they can get. Yeah. Y'all the players. Y'all generate the popularity of the sport. So I am not mad at y'all, you know, for trying to get all your money. But, you know, for me personally, if somebody is like, all you got to do is rebound, play some defense, and we'll give you $80 million, I'd have signed instantly. I wouldn't even thought about it. Okay. Boom. There's my signature. Yes. Give me my money.
And I've read somewhere where some guys were like, they'd rather, you know, if they sign Thompson, it's a sense, okay, you know, Mozgov is not. I can see if you want to say Mozgov ain't better than Tristan Thompson, okay, but Mozgov is a shot blocker.
I mean, Tristan Thompson ain't.
Right. This is what they needed. They wanted a center who could be a defensive presence. They were lacking that, you know, and.
Watch.
And the funny thing is, if you pay him that much money, basically they y'all starting 4 or 5.
Watch. They're going to pay him, and then 1 year into the contract, we need to trade Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because that's what you. Cause that's,
what?
In a sense, you're forcing your hand because you're like, this is how much money I want. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. You want this money? Fine. We'll give it to you. And all of a sudden, nah, that's not looking great. Well, we're going to ship you. You know, because now we don't have, we have depth problems over in this area. Like, you know, we're lacking that shooting guard.
That's why I'm like, guys got to understand.
Iman
and
Shumpert,
I know people,
hurt.
You know, people are like, well, Iman Shumpert got paid. I'm like, Iman Shumpert got paid 4 years, 40, not 5 years, 80.
Yeah.
There's a difference. So I'm like, you can make, yeah. you can yeah. say what you want.
Yeah, he got 40. He won double that. He won 4 years.
You
80.
Know what I'm saying? And they, in a sense, Tristan Thompson does a lot. You know, Shumpert has shown flashes at times that he can be good. But, you know, Thompson, no. No.
So that was funny. And then the other email we got from the homie Baylor the Great.
What up?
Feedback
homie?
To back to back. Number one, your all-time sports Mount Rushmore. He has Mike Tyson, Magic Johnson, Barry Sanders, Bret the Hitman Hart. In parentheses, dead serious, too.
Oh, we doing wrestling, too? Hold up. Hold up.
All right, let me get through the email. But yes, I was like, wow, okay. Number two, the Jordan comparison theory. There will always be a comparison to MJ for as long as the NBA is up and running. Mm-hmm. When MJ hit the scene, the NBA struck gold once again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the league had the Magics, Birds, Dr. J's, Isaiah's, etc. But we all know that the league flourished off the single mercenary athlete of MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the legacy of MJ and the impact that he made in the league, there will always be a comparison in the creation of the, quote, next one. Vince Carter, Kobe, LeBron James at the top of the list that has been compared to Sir Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
The league needs a hero. Otherwise, it will be forced to love team ball, a.k.a. Spurs, LOL. Hey!
Hater!
I get it.
Nah, that's funny. No, but I get what you're saying.
Vince as the first example coming out of the same college and was quickly compared to MJ just off his athleticism.
Yep.
Shit, Vince Carter didn't develop a smooth fadeaway until late in his career.
Yep.
And his footwork was trash compared to Mike's. Kobe, on the other hand, was a level under MJ's shadow. This cat damn near mimicked MJ's chewing motion, but as soon as he came, but as close as he came to his style of play, the fear that MJ put in cats' hearts was never the case when it came to number 24. LBJ hit the scene with carrying his own at a young age, dominant and physical athlete. LeBron James actually gave the league more than what they asked for, and that was the role of a hero and villain.
Mm.
Now think about the three cats I just said. Now who will go down as the league's best dunk contest winner, and what contest do they compare it to? Is Kobe not to LeBron James what MJ was to Kobe? The arguments we steadily have is Kobe versus Braun all day, every damn day. The human ghost of MJ will haunt the league with the NBA's help to keep creating a hero slash villain. I know. Even though MJ still holds the 6-for-6 finals record and don't even know what a Game 7 is record, they will still create the possibility to be as great or better than MJ. That's just my theory. Don't get me wrong. You still have to be a great player to get that acknowledgement. Well, it'll be sat next to MJ just to tease the fans. Mm. Some fans actually feed into it. Isn't it crazy that most of the Braun fans is MJ fans that don't like Kobe, but Kobe is the closest thing to MJ? LOL.
Yep.
3. P.S. Above the rim, blue chips, he got game. Top 3 all-time hoop movies.
Mm. Blue chips, I do love. That's my movie. For Shaq Penny.
Yeah.
Woo, that's
blue chips. Like, you ain't put in Hoosiers. I'm older here. I love me some Hoosiers back in the day.
Hoosiers is cool.
Hoosiers is tight with Gene cool. Hackman.
Oh. Sunset Park. What's happening?
Oh. Breaking it out. Above the Rim was tight.
He Got Game. Was my movie. I did like that movie.
I might have to put Hoosiers in for Above the Rim. But yeah, Blue Chips was that shit.
Yeah, there was a little tweet going around, and it had a VHS of the program. I was like, most underrated sports movie of all time.
The movie was awesome.
I love The Program. That movie is real.
Yeah.
Kept you. That told you 100 how it is in college sports. Keeping it real. I love it.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
appreciate
you.
Appreciate the feedback, man.
All-time sports Mount Rushmore.
All-time sports. I love how you threw Bret the Hitman Hart. That was awesome. All-time sports. Just like.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to do people I've actually seen as opposed to, you know, just what I know.
Okay.
So all-time Mount Rushmore from who I've actually seen perform, Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's hard, man.
That's tough. You know what? Ken Griffey Jr.
was
sick. Sick. You know what? Even though the man had issues and problems, Tiger was the best golfer I've ever freaking seen in my life. I mean, I'm dead serious. I've never seen Jack Nicklaus play golf.
Jack Nicklaus was good.
Tiger was the best thing I've ever seen, ever. It was ridiculous. And I love the emotion he had playing. He would just slam his club all around, just like, bitch. Tiger was amazing. And you know what? Pete Sampras.
I was thinking, was you going to go tennis?
Pete Sampras was crazy. I mean, crazy. I mean, you think of guys, Roger Federer and some of these other dudes, Andre Agassi. Pete Sampras was fucking sick, dude. You know, I mean, as a young black kid growing up, he's the guy who kind of drew me to even want to watch tennis. And you're just like, dang, this fool is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as far as, like, people I've actually witnessed, that would probably be my Mount Rushmore.
Rushmore, I feel like I got to include everybody from past.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm just going to do one of all time, then I can.
I'd have to put Muhammad Ali.
Absolutely.
For basketball, straight up, I think Magic is one. I might have to put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm.
We talking sports, and that nigga dominated
high
school, college, and pros. Pro.
Yep.
I'm going to have to give some love I'm going to give some love to Serena Williams, damn it. Mm. Serena Williams is dominating. So I'll give her that. And I gotta throw the NFL in there. I don't know. That's tough. Because I'm thinking, I'll put Jerry Rice.
Deion Sanders.
Do I put Jim Brown on that mug? Mm. I mean, Barry Sanders was.
What about who my boy, Sweetness?
Oh, yeah.
Walter Payton.
Yeah. I don't know. I may go Jim Brown on it. I'm going to do old school. I'm going to go Jim Brown on it.
I got to give some honorable mentions.
That's a lot.
Peyton Manning. Yeah. I'm not being biased. It's just that man revolutionized how the quarterback position was played in the NFL. Did. It was just like, what? Ain't never seen nobody do nothing like that. And if we go on wrestling, Stone Cold Steve Austin. There it is. Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass. There it is. Yeah. I know wrestling.
Yeah.
Doink the Clown, Yokozuna, Bam Bam Bigelow. I can go back. Yeah. Razor Ramon.
Man, they have some news.
Undertaker.
Some little crap happened with Jimmy Superfly Snooker I saw a while ago with some.
Hey, rest in peace to Rowdy Piper, man. Rest in peace to Bret Hart. I remember when Bret Hart died, man.
Yeah.
That was sad. That was a very sad moment.
He'd be going down. He'd be like, what the hell? But wrestling's still popular.
Absolutely.
I don't watch it how I do, but folk be into that.
Absolutely.
As far as the Jordan comparison theory, my thing is the league loves wingmen? Because you could, if you want to be straight up honest, how is it that in a sport where you're trying to score, why is it not a big man as the greatest player in the league? I don't get that. That's why I'm like, if it ain't, if you not going to say Jordan, it had to be Kareem. Them two at the top. It's great. You know what it is? I'll tell you why it's compared to Jordan. Because if you name anybody else who could possibly be the greatest player in NBA history, to me, they all bigs. It's either Jordan or the big three centers.
Yep.
With Kareem, Wilt, and Russell. That's it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he get it. Yes, the league was popping, you know, thanks to Magic and Bird, because it was not popping before that. You know, they got the league going, and then this dude named Michael Jordan came in who was like, oh, Magic and Bird, the new dude? Oh, okay, I'm going after them.
Yep.
And he just, and he did. And it was a time when the NBA was getting bigger. He became the face of
basketball.
The sports, but
Nike?
Oh my, what am I trying
Gatorade
to say? But basically of endorsement. He became the sports, and when you want to sell something, he was the guy.
You know? Mike. I want to be like Mike. Yeah.
Now I saw the, you know, the back in the day, I seen a little thing on NFL with Mean Joe Green and that Coke commercial, and how that was the, like, he would think was the first guy to really, an athlete endorsing some, a black athlete endorsing a national product.
Yep.
MJ took that and just changed everything.
Yep.
If it wasn't for him,
if it wasn't for him, these dudes these
James
days,
James Harden ain't getting no $200 million contract.
KD ain't getting these $300 million. None of that would be happening without MJ. So, and right. For the wrestling heads, before they kill me, it wasn't Bret Hart who died; it was his brother Owen.
Yeah,
Owen Hart who passed.
That's when he was
in, when at the actual event that he died. Yeah, I watched that and was like, ooh.
Yeah, MJ. Just I agree with you. I think they're always going to find a guy to compare to MJ.
Yeah.
There's, you know, LeBron James should be compared to Magic Johnson, period, because he runs point.
But, I mean, that's any sport. You're going to have dudes who want to compare guys to the elite of the elite. Mm-hmm. My thing is, these guys have their own identities, and let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. How about instead of just comparing them, let's just see what they can do, and then just enjoy the greatness.
Well, yeah, of course, because if somebody comes in and wins 7 championships, he had to play in the game 7.
Yep.
Michael Jordan ain't never had to play in the game 7. Like, oh my God. Nitpicking.
We can't just enjoy. We can't never just enjoy greatness for what it is.
Nah, but shout out to you, man.
Hey,
shout
appreciate that. Teddy D
appreciate
as well.
The feedback. Other shout news, sad for your squad. Yeah. Bulls, Mike Dunleavy out 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Lower back surgery.
Not what we needed. It started off, but. You know, fortunately, we're deep enough that this is a blow we can kind of absorb a little bit. I think they were talking about, they were thinking of starting Mrazek anyway.
I heard that. I think your other boy need to get run.
Ooh.
Who's the y'all?
Oh, Tony Snell?
Who's the
McDermott?
Second year? Yeah.
Doug and Mack?
Yeah, I like.
He may get some run.
Yeah, I like Mrazek got like the little stretch four.
Yeah.
We saw. My man get picked up by Anthony Bennett, got waived.
Going home. Released.
Yeah, now he going to Toronto.
Coming home.
Toronto just like adding them dudes. Anybody?
Anybody from Canada?
Anybody Toronto related?
Come on down.
In a weird signing, Lakers signed Medi World Peace to a 1-year deal. Non-guaranteed contract. Basically adding some veteran leadership. And they said he worked well with Julius Randle. Look, you can't go to Philadelphia 76ers route and have just all young guys. That don't work. You got to have some dudes there to mentor, teach these guys how to win. The Lakers organization, that he performs well and is a good leader for the Lakers. I don't know about anywhere else, but for this particular franchise, he does well.
That is fine. But what irks me is that people are making it seem like the man's about to come in and just – play 30 minutes a game, like, or when Ron Artest. What do you mean when Ron? He's playing. He probably ain't playing anything. He's gonna be one of your deep reserves, who may get 5 minutes, 10 minutes a game, maybe. He's there for mentorship, to mentor, you know, Julius Randle. Now, don't know if you really want Ron Artest to be that guy.
Yeah, you can ask some toughness
per se, but yeah, you can ask some toughness. But again. For the Lakers, I mean, look, if you your best bet is to play your young dudes and just let them roll. Mm-hmm. See what they can do. It can benefit, but I mean, just don't expect Meta World Peace. I'm not calling him that. Don't expect Ron Artest to come in here and you know, change anything. He ain't coming in here dropping 15 points a game. That shit ain't happening.
No, but I think, you know, it's one of them things where it's a nice add to just provide some veteran leadership. Mm-hmm. You'll probably play at the most 15 minutes.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's all about getting our young dude ready. Mm-hmm. Spirit, this for you. I know you happy. Sam Presti said Kevin Durant, clear for full contract drills, will be 100% for training camp. Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous with if I'm everybody else, because I know Kevin Durant was like, okay, I was sitting out. I seen how y'all forgot about me. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, who's the number two guy? Steph Curry. Oh, word. Okay. What about Oklahoma City? Well, I don't know if Kevin Durant can come back healthy. Oh, everybody forgot.
He's about to come.
It's all about Golden State, them Spurs, them Clippers. That's it? Okay.
Even my own teammate's better than me now.
Mm-hmm. He's like, all right.
I'm coming in dropping 35 points a game.
Before I was hurt, I was reigning MVP. So I'm happy. I don't like seeing teams hurt. Mm-hmm. I want to beat them healthy. For real.
Yeah.
We got to go through them. That's what's up. I don't care. We getting ring number 6 for Tim Duncan. But yeah, if I'm the league, man, this let you know Kevin Durant on a mission.
Yeah.
He gonna have all of that ready. I think they get back to where they been, which is fighting for that number one spot in the West and a championship contender.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know about everybody else. You know, Westbrook obviously showed what he can do, that he can take his game to another level. Mm-hmm. We've seen him at Ibaka, so we know about them. We don't know how they mesh with Cantor, Deion Waiter, DJ Augustine, all of them.
They have depth.
But they got depth, a lot mm-hmm. of pieces. And, you know, the more he keeps playing and balling, I'm talking about Kevin Durant, what you doing next year? Where are you going? So, Kevin Durant, you need to pull LeBron James, pull a Chris Paul. I'm not talking about any of this until the season's over. I don't care. I'm not talking about my free agency. All I'm worried about is basketball.
There you go.
And if you ask me, I'm going to repeat that.
Yep. Now, don't make me start pulling the Russell Westbrook now. Mm-hmm. I won't answer no questions. Yes.
We do like my boy Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to say anything. I said I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah, not saying a thing. Next question. Next question. Next question. All that. I don't blame them. But, yeah, they're gonna be dangerous.
Yep.
And the NBA loves to keep changing shit. NBA changed the finals format a bit. We'll have 2 days between games during the games where they have to change cities. Mm. So instead of sticking into that Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday format, they're going to at least have two days between change the cities. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I guess that's more of a benefit to the players mm-hmm. with the time change and everything they have to deal with from flying and all that. Yeah. So I guess it evens the playing field a little bit.
Yeah. But, you know, they're going to schedule something for somebody else to have some extra time.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, NBA is getting a little closer, man. I'm excited.
It's creeping.
College football is slowly creeping up. Man, has some great games coming out of week 4.
Yes.
A couple of upsets. You had Duke upset number 20 Georgia Tech, 34-20.
That triple option don't work that much. Georgia Tech get on my nerves with that nonsense.
Michigan shut out number 22 BYU, 31-0.
Jim Harbaugh clearly putting his stamp on the team. Mm-hmm. They showing some toughness.
Yeah, they're starting to play, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's some game, number 3, TCU survived a shootout at Texas Tech, 55-52. That game was crazy. Crazy.
That kid, Trayvon Boykin's a beast, man. He's freaking sick. But, you know, shout out to TCU. They survived.
Mm-hmm.
And in college, that's all you got to do is survive.
You was at Trayvon Boykin, 34-54, 485 yards, 4 touchdowns. Damn.
No picks.
That's crazy.
That's beasting.
Texas A&M went to overtime. Holding off against Arkansas 28-21.
Arkansas just can't cut it, man. I don't know.
Mm.
But Texas A&M, shout out.
Yeah, Kyle Allen, 21-28, 358 yards, two touchdowns.
That kid is a beast. God, that quarterback is a beast.
I'm sorry to say Missouri got upset by Kentucky. Number 25, Missouri goes down, 21-13. And then the rest of the game, man, it was like a Pac-10 standout weekend. Number 9, UCLA whoops on number 16, Arizona, 56-30. UCLA, man. You know, Jim Moore got them playing, looking like a serious contender.
Yep.
And then the team that everybody talking about right now, number 18, Utah, beat the shit out of number 13, Oregon. In Oregon, 62-20. Damn!
I mean, oh my God, yeah. I mean, kudos to Utah, man. They're a team who doesn't get a lot of respect. They play hard. They play tough. They seem to be always ranked every year. And shout out. Mm-hmm. Oregon clearly is not the same Oregon team we used to see. It's not the same.
No. They came in there.
We came. We saw. We kicked its ass.
I mean, seriously.
Came in there and whooped ass. And then for, you know, the SC heads. Yeah, for the SC heads that's out there, you know, number 19 SC wins at Arizona. 42-14, Cody Kessler, 19-33, 375 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Juju. Juju Smith. That boy is a beast. That wide receiver.
Yeah, so they happy right now. They're like, all right, you know, starting to build a little momentum. So we got going through week 4. Let's see what the AP poll now.
All right.
Still got Ohio State number 1. Michigan State 2.
Okay.
Ole Miss at 3.
Mm-hmm.
TCU moves up. Did they move up? No, they dropped one, but they
good, as they should have.
Number 4, Baylor at 5.
Mm.
Notre Dame still holding on, 6.
Mm.
UCLA moves up 2. They at 7.
Ooh, okay.
Georgia moved down when they had number 8.
Mm.
LSU moved down, but they at 9.
Mm.
And Utah, who actually got a first place vote.
Wow.
Moved up 8 spots.
Ooh.
You know, they at number 10. Yeah, man, it just whew.
At Pac-12, baby. Don't sleep.
They're making it tough.
Don't sleep on the Pac-12.
You know, and this is where we start, you know, people start looking at conferences now. You know, playoffs, how we gonna do? You know, the Big Ten, I mean, Ohio State, Michigan State. We feel like it's gonna be one of them, may not be both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the SEC, they always can get 2 in just based on they schedule.
Exactly.
Pac-12 making it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with UCLA and now Utah in the mix, Oregon and falling back out. I know Big 12, they got TCU, Baylor.
Mm.
All I keep saying is within the next 5 years, just at some point soon, figure out about getting a championship game.
Yeah.
You got to. I mean, you just need one at this point. All the leagues done changing. It's a power, what, 6? Power 6, power 5, whatever. They want to make sure only them teams play.
Yeah, power 5.
Yeah. So, I mean, college keep getting going, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Sad news in the MLB. You got to say Yankee legend Yogi Berra passed away at age 90. 10 World Series championships. That's crazy.
14 appearances or something like that.
3 MVPs. Everybody remembers for his Yogi, his Berraisms. Berraisms. You know, just dropping quotes here and there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, wow, these Yankee legends, man. But glad to see him go.
Yeah. I mean, you hate to see the great ones leave, but, you know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. 18-time All-Star. No, excuse me. 13-time World Series champion.
Damn.
3-time MVP. Sick.
Yeah. Other news. The assistant who was accused of ordering hits on those refs, the high school game out in Texas, the assistant resigned. I guess it came out that he was the one who said it. Apparently, the ref was using N-words to describe certain players. And
yeah,
it seemed to be
some derogatory terms to describe Hispanics as well.
Yeah, and apparently this is the team, I guess, where the other team was a lot of white boys. They trying to make it kind of like a little racial vibe going on right at the school. And I guess he was just tired of it because I guess I think his quarterback or one of the players got suspended or penalized for doing something, but the guy on the other team did something way worse. He didn't get fined or anything. So, look, as I say, he was wrong for that. I mean, I'm glad he came out and took, you know, responsibility for it. Hope the kids can go back and play. But, yeah, man, You can't do that. You know, kids, I mean, I know this is one of them lessons where you got to just go with your gut. That's all I can say.
Apparently, there was three kids who were told to hit the ref.
Okay.
Apparently, there was one smart enough who said, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
Look, I get, you know, the role that coach is playing kids' lives. You know, and you could be kind of pissed off about what's going on, too, and the coach asks you to do something. This is one of the things where if you feel in your gut it's not the right thing to do,
don't do it.
Then don't do it.
Yep.
But hopefully, you know, he gets punished. Hopefully the kids don't really get football taken away from them for too long.
Yeah.
And FIFA, the Swiss Attorney General has opened criminal proceedings on FIFA President Sepp Blatter on suspicion of misappropriation of money. Like, this ain't nothing new.
Exactly. We knew it was all coming. It was going to come to a head at some point.
He ain't resigning. You got to force him out.
Yep.
Especially like, I got voted back in. I'm good.
Yeah,
soccer's mess always. And I saw that Messi out for 7-8 weeks.
Yep.
Like, ooh.
Sucks.
Damn. I think he hadn't missed in a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Let's get into this so we can go check this game out. Hit these awards up. As usual, start off with the Norse Award.
Norse.
I got a few awards to hand out.
Okay.
First, Norse, I'm giving to Russell Wilson for taking the high road with them Aaron Rodgers comments.
Mm.
Where he was just kind of like, yeah, after what, let me actually find the damn quote. That would help out. But his Aaron Rodgers' brother actually gave him props. His brother Jordan Rodgers was like, I'm glad he took the high road. You know, that shows what kind of guy he is. Like, there you go.
I mean, Russell Wilson's a stand-up guy. He doesn't try to cause any issues. He doesn't try to have drama with people. It's just not his thing. Aaron Rodgers, as most of us know, and it seems his brother knows, he's a jerk. So, you know, shout out to his brother as well for giving Russell Wilson some love for taking the high road on that approach.
Yeah, so that was cool for that. Got to give a Norse Award to damn Leonard Fournette. For the game at Syracuse, 26 carries, 244 yards, 2 touchdowns. First time in LSU history to have a player go for 200 yards back-to-back game. Killing.
It was like he only ran for 130-something yards in the first game. Like he's murdering. Say, man, he can go to the pros right now. He's a man amongst boys.
I can see that.
He's killing these kids.
I can see that. And my last one I'm giving out to Jordan Spieth, who won FedEx Cup, which is basically the little championship mm-hmm. cup for the PGA. With it comes a $10 million prize. Youngest player to win it at 22. He had 5 wins this year, including 2 Grand Slams, the Masters and the U.S. Open. I think in the other two, I think he just missed the playoffs by 1 stroke at the British Open. And then the other one, I think he missed it by 1 or something. It's like, damn. PGA Tour record, a little over $12 million in purse money. That's not counting the $10 million. And he is ranked number 1 in the world in season. Yeah, damn it.
He is a beast. He's the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's that next guy.
Yeah, I was having a talk with this father at my son's little fundraiser that had a Dave and Buster, and he's a big golf dude. He's just like, all these dudes grew up watching Tiger.
Yep.
You know, seeing Tiger. And he's talking about, I think Tiger was bench pressing 300 when he was younger, just a real physical specimen. They just like, we studying this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, as he's getting older and less consistent, these guys coming in and just smacking it.
Yep.
So, man, shout out to y'all, man. Hey, you won the Fed. What you get? $10 million. At 22.
And 12 more on top of that.
Hey, just for y'all, family, if you got kids or teenagers who golf, they are giving out scholarships from what I've heard at LMU out here. You know, they need minority kids to play golf. You better look at that in some schools.
Seriously.
Getting a free ride.
And who knows
where 22. That could... Damn.
I'm just saying.
Get your money.
Yep.
All right, that's it for me.
All right, for sure. So, I got a few as well for my first Norse Award. Got to give the man respect. Respect is due. Tom Brady threw his 400th touchdown pass today against the Jags. Major accomplishment. 400 touchdown passes. He's clearly first ballot Hall of Famer when he goes and he's done in his career. The man is an absolute magician. The way he's still playing, you know, at the age he is now, he's about 37, 38 years old, still playing the
is
way
he
is.
Old?
I believe he is.
Okay.
Somebody hit me up if I'm wrong. But Tom Brady's a beast. I mean, there's no way around it. Yeah, he gets on my nerves.
Yes.
All the time.
All the damn time.
All the time. And I love when South Park be clowning that fool. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to give respect when respect is earned.
Oh, yeah. He's dominating.
Earned it. Yep. So, 400 touchdowns, not a shabby accomplishment.
Now, he's behind
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, who has the record with 540-some-odd touchdowns. I think that's 543. Brett Favre has what? A little over 500.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dan Marino's third.
Mm.
With, I think, 420. And I think, you know, he'll probably pass.
He'll probably end up passing him.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's ridiculous. So, shout out.
Peyton Manning got 100 some more. Damn.
But Peyton did start more games. So.
Yeah.
Next, I want to give a Norse Award to this. Came across this article with this kid in high school who is 7 feet. 444 pounds, and he plays defensive line.
Jeez.
It's not even fair. So, shout out to this kid. Was he John Crane at Martin Luther King in Riverside?
Oh, shit.
So
7 feet?
7 feet tall, weighs 440 pounds. I saw some clips and a little video of this kid. It's so unfair compared... Because when the ball snaps, you see like three, four people immediately trying to block this dude. And he's just engulfs everybody. The running back is just like, no, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're just like, if you were playing next to him on your line, he'd be like, yeah, I'm about to take out three of these niggas. As soon as he hiked the ball, I'm going to just jump and land on the whole offensive line. And then you handle
him. I mean, but they said he's always been a big kid for his age. They say he's what, 6 feet in the sixth grade. He was 6'5 as a freshman and 6'8, 330 pounds as a sophomore. He's just a big.
And he's still in high school.
And he's a senior. You're like,
damn.
Hey, then normally they ain't got dudes this big in the pros, but who knows? I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen on tape, he looks quick and agile enough to make it work. So I'm.
Yeah.
Shout out to
man,
you.
If he has good footwork. He can last a little bit. He may not be quote unquote dominant.
Yeah.
But he can do some things.
Mm-hmm. And then last Norse Award is for you, Baylor. I want to give a shout out to the Raiders who have broken the mold.
Uh oh.
There's a few streaks the Raiders broke today against those pesky Cleveland Browns. So let's see, here we go. It's been 6 years since the Raiders have won in the Eastern time zone.
Dang.
6 years. So the streak was 16 games. So they broke that streak. Shout out to y'all. They won an away game. They did not win an away game at all last season.
Oh.
So they broke that streak. Their last road win came before today. Came November 17, 2013. A streak of 12 straight.
Jeez.
Away from Oakland. This one is crazy. They broke a streak where they haven't won in Cleveland in 30 years. Their last win in Cleveland was 1985 when they were the LA Raiders.
Oh, my God.
And they won
Cleveland.
And they won 21-20 that day. Barely squeaked it out. But it says, to be fair, the Raiders have just played in 3 games in Cleveland since then, losing all.
Y'all like, damn.
And back-to-back wins.
There you go.
It's been in the three seats, let's see. The last time they won back-to-back games was 3 years ago when in mid-October with an overtime victory over the Jags, followed by one over the Chiefs, who would win 2 games all season.
They hadn't won back-to-back games since 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, man, this is crazy. So, hey, and the Raiders are 2-1. The last time that happened was 2011 when they went 7-4 before losing four of their final five games to finish 8-8.
You about to do that? I'm about to do some Bill Cosby. It was 19. My gosh.
So shout out to the Raiders who seem to be breaking the mold of being, you know, this terrible, laughable franchise. You know, they're doing some good things. So I want to give a shout out. Shout out, Baylor, to your team. You know, good things, man. Good things. Looks like good things are happening in the future. You predicted them to be a wild card into the playoffs. And, hey, man, y'all got a chance to go 3-1. I'm just saying. So shout out.
Yeah, man. Raiders is looking good, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all Raider fans got to be feeling good.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and they said they play the Bears next.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Should be a W.
Yep. Should be. Mm-hmm. Don't start getting big-headed yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, y'all. Those are all the good ones. Let's look for these bad ones now.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, I got a couple. The first one was I actually spotted today. Bryce Harper, Jonathan Papelbon.
What the hell was that?
Getting into a brawl. So the way it looked, I guess Jonathan Papelbon hit a fly ball and it got caught. I guess it seemed like Jonathan Papelbon told Bryce Harper you needed to run it out. Instead, I guess, just, you know, it's a fly ball, so you just don't even attempt to. And Papelbon, I don't know what Bryce Harper said, but Papelbon just, like, swung on
him. Yeah, and just jumped, tried to grab his neck and all.
He's like, whoa, okay, number one, you don't do this to your best player.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Yeah, out of that, you're like, this dude is arguably top five in the game. Like, I'm
and
kicking your ass.
And Papelbon's known to have anger management issues, right. So.
In the dugout where everybody can see.
And that everybody's going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So. I didn't know what was going on there. And then,
because they ain't in the playoff, they
started off hot, and then they just
come back to that. Okay. Who you gonna rest, Strasburg? You never know.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one, my last one, what the fuck is this Lane Kiffin nonsense? When it came out that he resigned, I was like, what? And then to top it off, the reason, or sources said, rumors said, all that said, the reason he resigned was because he slept with Nick Saban's daughter. That was like, wait, what?
Right.
You slept with your boss's daughter, dude? No, come on. And I mean, look, you Google the picture of Nick Saban's daughter. She's a pretty little white girl. But, nah, man. And apparently it's either Nick Saban's daughter or a booster's wife.
Ooh.
So one of the two, I don't know which one is worse. I might go with the booster.
Yeah.
Because he's pumping money into the school. Yeah. So, and Lane Kiffin's married himself. So, that's definitely not a good look.
Your business on blast. But, you fired and your business on blast.
So, that's just a rumor. I have not confirmed anything. That is just sources said. But that's the running rumor on Twitter that, you know, slept with the boss's daughter. You can't do that.
Nope. Cannot do that,
and
man.
And the best line I saw on Twitter was, it was like, Lane Kiffin was Alabama's offensive coordinator. So does that mean he was Nick Saban's daughter, D coordinator? It's like, oh, dang. Shots fired. Oh,
damn,
come on,
man.
Buddy.
That's funny.
But that's all I got, yeah.
All right. I only got one this week. It goes back to the Thursday game. Mm. I don't have this guy on my fantasy team, but Redskins Matt Jones fumbling at the end zone. That was just hilarious to me. He just was like, all right, they about to score. Get some positives. And he hurdles a guy. Dude from behind comes in. It doesn't even look like he punches it hard. Just taps it. It falls out. He lands there. It rolls in and out inside the end zone. You're like, you ass. He's like, hold on to the ball, man.
Yeah, he fumbled, I think, the previous game, too.
Yeah,
so.
He's like, those end zone fumbles. Like,
that's why you get a ball to old reliable Alfred Morris, mm-hmm. and let him do his thing.
It's like Chris Thompson was getting hella run after that. Like, this is leaving you on the field. That's crazy.
Them coaches man. Don't like fumbles.
Nah, man.
Not at all. Oh, that's funny.
We see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You start losing touches.
Exactly. Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, y'all, that's it for us. We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find us on the website, blackisonline.com. While you are there, please check out the other shows we got, including the other weekly show we have, The Black Is Break, hosted by my wife, KC Lehman. Doing roundtable discussions. We've been doing a few throwbacks, but we should be getting back with the crew hopefully this week soon so we can get some fresh material out there for y'all. You can also find these shows on Stitcher, on iTunes. Stitcher was tripping last time.
Mm.
But, yeah, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. It's all under Black Is Network. Leave us some reviews on there, man. Leave us some ratings, reviews. We love the five-star kind. Helps us out. And just let us know how we're doing. If you want to reach out to us and talk any sports, let us know how we doing, what y'all think of the show. You can hit us up via Twitter, at Brothers Lehman. You can email us, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, or you can reach us out via hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Want to definitely thank y'all for taking the time to hang out with us today, little Isley who's knocked out. We definitely appreciate y'all. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to just thank y'all for taking the time to check us out. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all as well for keeping up with us since day one. And for those in the middle who've caught us, you know, maybe a little after the first, maybe a little bit more after the first. But definitely want to thank y'all as well for keeping up with us and checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. Hope y'all had a good time. If you did enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about us. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See who we got today. Running out of ideas. Nah. You know what? I've seen the Jungle Book movies coming out. Might have to check it out. You know, see what it's about. So, in honor of the Jungle Book, go ahead and tell Mowgli. Go ahead and tell Baloo. Tell Bagheera. Tell Khan. Or Ka, I should say. Tell King Louie. Tell them all. And, who's the fucking tiger?
I'm drawing a blank.
Y'all know who it is? Where is it? Where's the dip? Oh, whatever. Y'all know who it is. And shout out to Spirit, who told me that Rafiki was the monkey in the Lion King. Booyah. So if any of y'all know who the tiger is in Jungle Book, let me know. Holla.
There you go. Take it easy, y'all.
Peace. When I proceed to give you what you need and the ox start rapping, I throw rhymes like children throwing balls on project bricks. In other words, I'll be kicking that old off the wall shit. I don't rehearse, they don't competitive. I don't need light, cause I'm a late night person like David Letterman. You know the whole repertoire, I'm not far from a star. Baby, Paul, the ox shine like armor on. So call me X-Lax, cause I'm about ready to start running shit. Tossed and turning you, watch I'm burning you. You can't hold your own, you fuck around and catch a hernia. So don't sleep though, yet drowsing. My name is Self, bring more heartbeats than Robert Townsend. I heard all over rappers like a stallion. Choreographed with more fame than Debbie Allen, nigga. My lyrics are rainbow bright, so dim the lights and it won't get duller. It doesn't take Rosie Perez to see my living color. I rain over heads just like an umbrella. So show studies proof so that I'm fuller. History in the making, never went for backspins, no windmills, but just still MCs I be breaking. Axe annotation, I leave skid marks on the concrete street from all the brothers I've been scraping. I should get down with Haagen-Dazs. More heat waves than a do-rag does to a Caesar. Give it the thermometer, a temperature of a jungle fever. Charge like Visa, cause I'll be burning brothers just like the neighborhood Caesar. Once the hip-hop slang her up, I'll throw your whole rap on a coke rack, kid, and just hang it up.
Like a game of soccer, skills are fatter than a grease block. Cause I love to rock that nasty home cooked hip hop. I watch girls checking, I make bitches wanna jump butt naked like a doodle ground record. But now people know we're gonna have to stop when they hear my name, the motherfucking op.